Well, hello again, George Hofford. Local matters, learning more about the who in our region and our community that contribute to the fabric of our community. I'm pleased to have a good friend, a partner in economic development, a visionary. I still call him Mayor Womack, Dr. Womack, Chuck Womack. Retired physician here, urologist here of long standing, and we're gonna continue a conversation in a lot of ways about the outdoors that we had recently with Dr. Sam Glasgow, and welcome, Dr. Mayor.
Glad to be here.
Let's just start just like we do. This is about the who, but it really will get into the what about this magnificent region and area we call home. Let's start. We're going to start with birth. Talk to me about you were born, growing up, your formative years, what passions, what you did, and carry us on up to the present.
Well, I was born in the Mississippi Delta in Greenwood, Mississippi,
yes,
in 1944.
Okay.
During my growing up years, my family, my mother's side is from Murfreesboro.
I did not know. So there we go.
Okay. We would come up for family reunions in Murfreesboro when Murfreesboro was a relatively small town.
It was.
And would visit with family. And when I was 11 years old, I went to a summer camp in Grundy County.
Okay.
And said, this is a lot prettier than the Mississippi Delta. And decided that I wanted to go to school, to college, in Tennessee, so I applied to Vanderbilt and got in, and I went to Vanderbilt after graduating from high school and met my wife, Sally, there. She was a couple of years behind me in the nursing school.
Okay.
And she graduated in 1968. I graduated in 66 and started medical school at Tulane University in New Orleans. When she graduated, we got married, and she worked in a hospital in New Orleans, and I went to medical school.
I see.
So after finishing that portion of my training, I did a residency at LSU in Shreveport in urology.
Mm-hmm.
And then I said, let's go someplace in Middle Tennessee. And we looked around and looked at Crossville and Gallatin and Cookeville and Lebanon and Murfreesboro, and we decided that Cookeville was the best place because it had a college.
Yes, these were the early years.
This was in 1975. There were 20 doctors in Cookeville when my wife and I arrived with our one child at that time. Now we eventually had four.
Yeah.
And I became the first urologist between Nashville and Knoxville.
Wow.
And we started having a family, and eventually we had four children. Our oldest is Daniel. Our daughter is Nancy. Our middle son is David. And our youngest son is John. So they have graduated from the school system here, got a very good education.
Very fortunate.
And gone their various ways.
Are they all still here in the state or region?
No. My oldest son is in Lexington, Kentucky as a computer science engineer. My daughter does computer stuff that I don't understand from home in New Jersey.
Okay.
Our middle son is a stay-at-home dad in Boise, Idaho.
Wow, there, yeah.
Right, and our youngest son is an airline pilot with American Airlines out of Charlotte.
Wow.
They live in Asheville. So they're spread all over. When I got here, I started doing outdoor stuff because it was so pretty. I always said that Cookeville can be designated by three main attributes. It's got Tennessee Tech. It's mm-hmm. got I-40 with four exits and now five exits.
Yep.
And we've got a lot of beautiful scenery.
Yes.
And then we can troll for tourists on the interstate, let them have a wonderful experience in the area, and leave a little bit of their money behind and go back home, and we don't have to educate their kids.
Tell them your slogan, what you call it.
Catch and release.
Yeah. You are a pioneer.
Right.
Let's go back one quick time. So you became – when did you become hooked on at the outdoors? Was it Grundy County in your formative years when you began to see
right.
what
it
we
was,
had? In
it was Grundy County in when I was 11 years old.
That's when you said, wow.
I said, wow, Tennessee is a beautiful state.
But you have been a lifelong leader committed to the outdoors and our way of life here.
In my early years here, I did a lot of canoeing and hiking. We would do an annual winter hike, of which Dr. Glasgow went on some of the hikes, but we had
– So y'all have known each other for –
We had Dr. Anderson and Dr. Phil Bertram and Lindsay Scurlock, the head of respiratory therapy at the hospital, and Judge Burns.
Judge Burns, yeah.
And we did annual winter hikes that lasted a period of time in the winter, a week out in the winter in the Smokies, and so that got me geared to the outdoors.
George Hofford with my friend, Mayor Dr. Chuck Womack, learning about the early years and how he became a champion and a real believer in our way of life here in the outdoors. Let's continue on, Doc.
Well, when I became mayor in 98, that was a direct result of the Civil War that we had in Cookeville in 1995-96. I was chief of the medical staff, and a large portion of the people who lived here wanted to sell the hospital.
Save the hospital.
They wanted to sell it.
And
another group of which I was involved as chief of staff wanted to save the hospital.
That's how you got introduced.
That's how I got introduced into politics.
You weren't in politics before then, really. I mean,
not at all. Not at all. Okay. I was just a doctor doing my job.
Yeah, yeah.
So I got involved in politics, ran the next in 98, and got enough votes to become mayor.
Yes.
And so I got involved with Tennessee Parks and Greenways at that time, which is now called 10 Green Land Conservancy.
Yes.
It's gone from 2 part-time employees to 15 full-time employees.
Yes.
And
you're
it a pioneer saves land all over the state.
Yeah. Quick anecdote. You were also mayor when we put together the Leslie Town Center, the convention center, and just a lot of positive things. We always enjoyed, and the chamber enjoyed working with you and your leadership, and it's bearing fruit today.
Right, with Amy New there now in tourism.
Monterey.
Monterey is developing tourism. The Meadow Creek lake there. I think there's a lot of beautiful things inside of Putnam County. And the rail trail, which could eventually be in the neighborhood of 40 miles going from Meadow Creek all the way to the Caney Fork, that's a beautiful way to transit Putnam County on a bicycle or walking.
Yeah. Monterey is our mountain town.
It sure is.
With a history that I've grown to love and appreciate, and the Cherokee, and I could go, and they're rediscovering through Leary, they're rediscovering their through others and history, their roots, and it's exciting times.
Right. Well, the other thing that I've been involved with was back in 2010, there was a sign on the interstate, a billboard by the 286 exit saying auction of Cummings Falls.
Yes.
And I talked to Kathleen Williams, who was our executive director, and Tennessee Parks and Greenways had a number of really good people to come up here and try to purchase the falls at auction. But the key person was Dr. Glenn Hall.
Yes.
He went to the auction and gave us advice. John Noel from Nashville came up. Robert McCaleb from Cleveland got involved. And it was in 2010, and the bidding started off against an entrepreneur from Kentucky who wanted to develop the falls as a residential, high-end residential enclave to have.
We'd lose the falls.
Right. And we were able to cobble money together, and Dr. Hall lent us the main corpus of the money, and we were able to buy the initial waterfall property for $1 million.
Wow.
And we used the land as collateral, And at that point, we started a campaign, Save Cummings Falls.
That's right. I remember that.
And we went all over the state and got the state involved. They came in and repaid the loans that we had borrowed from Dr. Hall and others, and were able to make it a new state park in 2012. And at that time, we wanted to build a overlook.
Yes.
Overlooking Cummings Falls, but we didn't have the money. But Putnam County gave $25,000. The city of Cookeville, through the city council, gave $30,000. And then we've had marathons and races out there.
We have a top marathon
there. And we've raised the money, plus state grants, and we're about to open a new waterfall overlook on May the 3rd at 10 a.m. That's a Friday.
You do. Love to do that.
Gear Tidwell, mm-hmm. who's the state park commissioner, is coming for the dedication.
You know, we're going to take a break in a moment, but we need to come back and spend more time. Cummings Falls, for our audience here, has always been a treasure that that tech students and people would use. It's been a very it was dangerous in terms of the – but now it's become one of the top waterfalls in the country. I want to come back to that, the swimming hole, and just how that thing has taken off. Gloria and I, personal note, that it was one of the – we were a little donor to the – I think we bought little plots of land as an owner, and it's just one of the joys. And I want you to talk more about Cummings Falls when we come back. I think the swimming hole is one of the top five in the country. We're literally having to turn people. There's a system of reservations. It just blossomed overnight.
It sure did, and it's a great place.
Coming right back, George Hofford with my friend Mayor Dr. Womack. Back soon.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. Office Mart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service, too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. Office Mart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at Office Mart.
Welcome back. Really excited about the subject we're talking about with former Mayor Chuck Womack, Dr. Womack, retired urologist, pioneer in our medical field, tourism, Leslie Town Center, and at the state level through the Tennessee Parks and Greenways Foundation. But let's go back. I don't think we can almost spend enough time. We're going to have to, a little bit of time, talking about our Cummings Falls, Burgess Falls, how all this it's blossomed. And let's start there. Let's talk about Cummings and then what it's the impact it's had on Burgess. And
well, when we have marathons at the end of February every year, we get people from 20 to 30 states that want to come to Cookeville in the middle of winter.
It's
usually the last Saturday in February.
Rigorous.
It's the prettiest, hardest marathon in the state.
Oh, yes, I can imagine.
People come from Oregon or California or from Maine and drive down to we had two guys that came from Minnesota, two brothers that drive down every year when we had the marathon just recently in February.
So it's really a treasure.
It's really a treasure, and it brings people in for tourism. They stay in our hotels, and they pay the taxes, and we get the benefit of the taxes, but we don't have to educate their kids.
Same thing. The purest form of economic development. I know in the last few years, there's so much demand for Cummings Falls that We now have a reservation system.
That was started 4 years ago. Unfortunately, it was so popular.
People just show up, of course.
People would come to it, and one Labor Day 5 years ago, we had several thousand people in the gorge.
Yes.
It was, everybody was just touching each other, and it was not a good experience.
No, and the dangers,
safety and security. So we now only allow 300 people at one time to be down in the gorge.
So if you're thinking about going to Cummins Falls, please go online and
you can reservation get tickets. They cost $6 for a ticket, and you can spend a day or an afternoon at Cummins Falls.
And now there's a welcome center.
There's a visitor center,
and it's
named after Mac Pritchett, who was our first state naturalist. He's a very charismatic character that went with me back in 2004 to see if we could purchase it from the Cummings family, and that didn't work then. But when we got it at auction in 2010, we were able to develop it, and then we've named the visitor center that was built about 3 years ago. After Mac Pritchard.
You wouldn't remember this, but when I took the chamber job here in 2004, it's a Sunday. My wife's back in Clarksville, and you'd been talking to me about these waterfalls, and I got hooked. I got up Sunday morning, skipped church, sorry, and I went to Cummins Falls, got so fired up, I went to Burgess Falls, got so fired up, I went to Fall Creek Falls. But I had a whole day experiencing what we love about, one of the many things we love about our region.
Well, the waterfalls are unique. Burgess Falls has always been the emblem of the state on national publications.
And then Wendacliffs. Wendacliffs,
you can walk in and see these eroded structures. You wade across Cane Creek several times.
Six times, seven times. Nine times. Okay. Yeah. It's a true outdoor.
So you got to wear water shoes
walking in,
but it's only 2.5 miles in and 2.5 miles out.
That's right.
So it's a good trip. So, and then you can kayak at the base of Burgess Falls. It's only 1.5 miles from Cane Hollow, which is a put in place. On Center Hill Lake, you can take a kayak and kayak into the base, and that's a gorgeous sight when the water's flowing.
Years ago, Gloria and I kayaked to Island, if you don't make that from Center Hill Lake, you'll end up in Carthage or further. But it's to have the kayaking that we have, to have the Olympic kayaking here
on the Ocoee, and
Rock Island and. Our canoe manufacturer down. I mean, mm-hmm. not canoe.
That's Sparta.
Sparta. So this is world-class stuff.
The reason that there's a kayak manufacturing place
in Sparta
is because of the Caney Fork River. It has these beautiful rapids and falls that you can go through in the upper Caney Fork. And we've got a new state park in White County.
Yes.
The legislature last year allotted $28 million to build infrastructure for a new state park. It's a wilderness state park. It's not going to have a golf course. It's not going to have a lodge.
Outdoors.
No RV hookups. So it's designed for people to go hiking and backpacking. And that's what Geir Tidwell, the director of TDEC's assistant commissioner, and he's the director of state parks, is really pushing. He's pushing for motorized wheelchairs to help people with disabilities.
Sure.
We built a new ramp that's going to open up May the 3rd at 10 a.m. on Friday, May the 3rd, and Commissioner Tidwell will be here to open this ADA-accessible overlook at Cummings. And we're trying to get in all the state parks the ability for people who have disabilities to enjoy nature.
I know a friend of yours, a colleague, a partner, Marvin Bullock. We had him here on a show not long ago. And what a resource he has been since he came to the Sparta Chamber, I think 8-10 years ago, in the outdoor arena, being a partner with y'all and others. So we're very fortunate. And How many state we probably might have covered this earlier. How many state parks are within so many miles of us?
How many there are now, but Cummings Falls was the 54th state park. I think there are about five more now.
Think about it. There are states that don't have 54 state parks, and we're right in the sweet spot.
So, with parks all around us, and we've got a beautiful falls in the middle of Cookeville at City Lake. There's a beautiful little waterfall there. You can kayak on City Lake, and which is the Falling Water River dammed up, and see beautiful sights along there. You can see all sorts of wildlife and birds and everything kayaking on City Lake.
You know, we're blessed, and we just have – and Marvin was talking about – I'm springing this on you – hang gliding. We even have hang gliding in – within, what, less than an hour away?
If you go to the Sequatchie Valley, you can do hang gliding.
So you can do just – we don't have an ocean, but we got everything else. And let's spend the last minute or so of this segment talking about your Tennessee parks and greenways, and we'll go into the next segment too. But talk about your experience at the state level. And I want to share this with the audience. Marvin Bullock here – he wasn't bragging when he said this. That Mayor Chuck Womack, Dr. Womack, is the John Muir of Tennessee when it comes to outdoors. John Muir was the pioneer of the National Park Service with Teddy Roosevelt. Worked the Yosemite, I think, was the first national park in his. And so this is the kind of leadership we have. And Sam Glasgow, I'm leaving people out. A lot of people are making it happen. But we're recognized as a leader in this state in outdoor and conservation.
Well, we've got a wonderful system, and we have wonderful state park rangers. It's a great place to live.
And it's just it's wonderful. So I'm glad. That's why we retired here. This is home. And George Hofford with Mayor Chuck Womack, Dr. Womack, Local Matters, back soon. Well, George Hofford with Mayor Chuck Womack, Local Matters. I feel like we're just getting started, Mayor, that there's so much meat here. There's so much to be excited about. And there are challenges. We've talked about that. You want to talk a little bit more about Cummins or our new areas, and then we'll move on to the future and what we're doing.
Well,
and Tennessee Greenways.
Ray Kucher, who is the head park ranger, has gotten authorization from the State Land Committee to double the size of the park. So they're negotiating with people right now to see about buying the land and adding it to the Cummings Falls State Park. So that's going to happen. The state has the money from the land taxes.
How many acres now?
They're talking about adding another 335 acres.
We started with 100 and something. It was a very small footprint.
Right. We started with about 180 acres.
And now,
and we're adding to that. So it's growing. The Scotts Gulf Wilderness State Park started with Virgin Falls, Lost Creek State Natural Area, and Dog Cove State Natural Area. And it's gone from about 3,000 acres to 9,500 acres, courtesy of the legislature appropriating $28 million last year. So the infrastructure is going to be put in. We have the Gorge of the Caney Fork, and you can go along the gorge, and you can kayak, you can hike, and it's just a gorgeous Welch's Point, which overlooks the Caney Fork. Is one of the prettiest places on earth.
Yes, yes. You know, we're right on the cutting edge of this world economy, the technology, where you can live anywhere and work. You don't have to be in a cubicle in a downtown urban area, and that's what the young people, I believe, are really looking for. A lot of them are. Now, our generation was always trying to go to the big cities and get away from home, but I think we're strategically located to take advantage of both worlds. And we were talking off air a while ago about Kathleen Williams, and we're talking about the early years and your service on the Greenway Board. And let's look in the crystal ball. Let's talk about the present, but let's talk about the future. Some things we're doing.
Well, Tennessee Parks and Greenways has developed into a bigger organization called 10 Green Land Conservancy.
10 Green Land Conservancy.
Right.
Okay.
And it's a statewide organization now that's buying land all over the state from Memphis along the Mississippi River all the way to East Tennessee.
Yeah, Mountain City, Chattanooga.
Exactly, in the Chattanooga area. So it's become a statewide organization, and it's grown tremendously. Kathleen started it as a part-time employee
yes.
with another lady, and it's now got 15 full-time employees working all over the state.
She's always had a heart for this area, this region. She's come to almost all of our ribbon cuttings, grain openings. She was there when we didn't have resources, and we found resources under your leadership and others, and she retired in
2018.
Okay, but she's still active.
She's still active. She came for the dedication of the Mack Pritchard Visitor Center at Cummings Falls and Kate gave back the history of putting all the land together and going to the auction, doing the auction with the people here and trying to scrabble the money together to get the initial Cummings Falls State Park. So it was touch and go to get the $1 million back that we were able to borrow to buy the park. And we've been able to borrow other monies to buy land in White County for the new state park that we're transferring to the state of Tennessee.
So we're, wow. All I can say is, wow, it's exciting to see. And we're George Hofford with former Mayor Chuck Womack talking greenways and outdoors and conservation. And we're talking right now about a little bit about the future and where we're going. And what do you see going forward?
Well, I see the rail trail going from Meadow Creek to the Caney Fork eventually.
I do too. It will happen.
It will happen. Maybe not in our lifetimes, but I believe there's enough impetus for that to happen. I see the Scotts Gulf Wilderness State Park morphing into a 60-mile circular trail on state-owned land to go to Fall Creek Falls and then a back around, similar to what's known as the Wonderland Trail around Mount Rainier, which is about 90 miles.
Wow.
So this would be a 60-mile circular trail on state property where you could get in and walk for 20 or 30 miles and then get off of it. I see that developing in the next 20 or 30 years.
So
there are all sorts of beautiful spots. You've got beautiful waterfalls in Fall Creek Falls State Park. You've got beautiful waterfalls in this new Scotts Gulf State Park. Boy Scouts have a property called Latimer, which is 1,500 acres that this new state park abuts. So it's got an opportunity for Boy Scouts to do hikes outside of their 1,500 acres. And just go out for several days, 3 or 4 days, and do stuff of that nature.
You know, as you were describing all this, Mayor, we're so blessed in Tennessee, we're so blessed in the Upper Cumberland, that in spite of all this wonderful stuff at our it's all at our fingertips. You can be at work in a matter of minutes. Experiences. You can't do that in most places.
It's wonderful around here. In 15 minutes, you can be from the middle of Cookeville into Cummings Falls State Park. In 30 to 35 minutes, you can be at Standing Stone State Park.
Wow.
You can go to Burgess Falls in about 30 minutes. So there are all sorts of close by places to go. You can go to Black Mountain and hike on the Cumberland Trail in about an hour. So within an hour of Cookeville, there are a multitude of places to go for outdoor recreation.
You know, our former fire chief here in Cookeville was telling me, and the county commissioner, and I've had a brain cramp here, but he was telling me he and his wife, they have a houseboat, and 5 o'clock they'd go grab some burgers and take a little cruise. So you can't do that in other places. Half day, we have half day trips and quarter day trips. It's not only day trips. So, we chatted a little bit about this. One of the challenges in an area like ours that has all this wonderful stuff is making sure that as we grow, We have green space. We have there's no Cat Stevens song, goes way back. Most people wouldn't know that name, called "Where Do the Children Play?" And I know we've done a good job in Cookeville, but it's an everyday, long range, everyday deal to make sure that as we grow and have quality companies and raise per capita income, not just spread out, that we provide green space and quality. And you might comment on that a little bit.
Well, I think we've got a nice little park next to Capshaw School that used to be a wooded.
Yes, we do.
That's
a little pocket
park.
We got those all over town.
We've got Dogwood Park that's got a place for our symphony and to have theatrical productions. It's got seating there, and you can have concerts in the park there. We've got Cinderella Park. Which you get on the rail trail.
Yep.
That's a nice little park in that area. But it's probably Cane Creek Park is the jewel in the crown for Cookeville. And I see a lot of people walking around with their pets.
The dog park there. We've got
wonderful places in Cookeville to go to. You can go on a walk to this little 10-12-foot waterfall that's out at City Lake. And you can kayak by that, or you can walk to it. And so it's beautiful out there in these little pocket areas to do. It would be nice to have a big park on the east side of town, and I'll leave that to the present city council to figure that one out.
Sure.
But we've got, fortunately, a lot of little places that we've developed here.
Strategic.
The farmers market is wonderful.
Yep.
And we're developing commercial areas inside of downtown Cookeville right now where the younger people are going with food trucks and stuff of that nature. So Cookeville is becoming what I don't want to denigrate it, but I call it a very yuppie place to live.
It is. And sidewalks.
Sidewalks.
Connectivity. Everything is, you know, it's accessible. Dogwood Park
and the park, the rail trail going through Cookeville can go from Allgood all the way to the Cane Creek Park and the trail system in there on your bicycle and have a way to get across town.
You don't have to use the automobile. No, really, it's a great environment. It's so important on so many levels. If it's fair, but Allgood. Allgood has put a park in, and there's a dog park at the animal shelter, the county that we use too. So we're dog lovers, and so we're doing a lot of the right things. We've just got to keep doing the right things, and we're blossoming as a community. This is home. We made a decision, and we made a decision years ago.
Well, the hospital has gone from 20 doctors when my wife and I arrived to over 200 doctors. That's a big change.
The medical number of doctors, you said 20?
20 to 200.
200. And specialties and relationships with Vanderbilt and all the other major hospitals. So it's really a...
The Lincoln Memorial Medical School over in East Tennessee is doing some type of affiliation with the Cookeville Regional Medical Center. So there are all sorts of good things happening.
And as you know, in all retiree things you see, best places, people want to be near an airport, near an urban area, a university, and a medical. So and the outdoors. So we have a low cost of living, eighth most affordable city in America.
I think we've got everything but a place to surf.
Yep. And you know, that's okay. That's okay. Thoroughly enjoyed this visit. Mayor Womack, Dr. Womack, George Hallford, Local Matters. We've got a lot to be proud of. Thank you.
Thank you.